So before we get into the weekend, I mean, you'll be headed to Oregon State with Caesar, McDowell as well. How did that recruitment process go for you, and how did you first know that they were interested in you?
I played in the States a couple years before I came back up to Dogs. I played 2 years down just south of the border in Bellingham with a club called Cascade Crush. And that's when I kind of got my name down in the States. I had a couple good years there. Then a coach named Jose from Mijo Athletics, he brought me in. He played professional baseball with the Mets organization. And so I played a year with them, and he's good friends with Pat Bailey. So he got me in contact with Pat Bailey in the winter of my grade 9 year. And then, you know, not too much conversing there, but then once I came to Dogs in grade 10, Alan told me that they wanted me to give him a call, and so ever since then I was back and forth. I finally went on a visit last March, and a couple weeks after I decided to commit there.
How's it feel going to the number one team in the NCAA?
I mean, I can't be grateful enough. I mean,
yeah.
Every day I thank God for all the opportunity he's given me. I'd like to thank my parents for deciding to move to Venezuela. You know, give me a better life. Things are a little rough there right now. If my family stayed, it'd be a completely different story, you know? Mm-hmm. So my parents sacrificed everything to give me and my brother a better life here, and I'm doing everything I can to repay them.
And this is your first T12, right?
Yeah,
this is your first T12. Obviously, you've had some teammates who've been here a few times. I talked about Valero, McDowell, but obviously there's more. Were you able to pick their brain before T12 started?
100%, you know. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I was hella nervous when I came.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know what to expect, you know. Caesar, 100%, he's been here 4 years, so he knows how it goes, you know. I mean, in the showcase, I almost crapped my pants. I'm not gonna lie, I was at shortstop, and
yeah,
the first ball got hit, and I kind of like froze. I bobbled it, but I was able to recover, you know. And then they gave me some tips about just play loose, you know, be yourself. Don't try and hit 400-foot bombs. If you can't hit 400-foot bombs, just do what you do best.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I've been putting into play.
So it's been a positive experience for you, and you talk a little bit about the coaching staff. Obviously, a legendary coaching staff here, Roberto Alomar. I mean, so many. A lot of names jump off the list. Has any of those conversations kind of jumped out to you and something that will be sticking in your mind for a while here?
I guess Roberto Alomar.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him too much, but, you know, he always tells us to be yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something I take to heart, because I know at times when I struggle, I always try and be someone that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I have to talk to myself about, be you. Don't try and be Cesar Valero. Don't try and be Micah. Don't try and be Dryden House, you know?
Yeah.
Be Alejandro Cazorla, you know? Do what you do best. So, and that's what I take to heart every game I play.
Yeah, do you think kind of your versatility kind of has a leg up on the rest of the competition? I mean, you can play infield, you can play outfield, you can pitch a little bit. Do you think this kind of gives you a leg up when it comes to people scouting you and trying to get to that next level?
I guess so. I guess what I think kind of puts me in front of some people is my work ethic. I mean,
yeah.
I always give 100%. I mean, I'm in the field house day in, day out. I can't remember my last day off. So, I mean, I always want to get better. And I know I'm never going to be perfect, but I certainly strive for perfection. Just putting that mile at practice, in the weight room, just everywhere. And I want to thank the Dogs for giving me the opportunity to do that. I mean, I can't think of a better academy that'll give you a $4 million facility to work out every day and just get better.
I mean, you talk a little bit about your nerves. Obviously, when the first game came around, the first time you got in the lineup, your nerves seemed to calm down a little bit. You got a couple of hits. You scored twice. How did you feel up there, I mean, at the plate, at the Rogers Center?
I mean, first at bat, while I was walking up from on deck, I kind of looked around. I'm like, Jose Bautista must have done this walk about 800 times before me, and I'm doing the same thing right now. And I was a little bit starstruck at first. You know, like Edwin Encarnacion hit a walk-off home run in the wild card game a couple years ago into those bleachers over there. And as I was stepping into the box, I told myself, you know, like, focus, you know, like, do your thing, play your game, and like, swing first pitch if it's anywhere near the zone. And that's what I did. I was able to put it into play, score a run, and, you know, I got some confidence after that, and that's what I'm trying to do every game from now on.
And former teammate, T12 participant, Laron Smith, just got drafted. Does that kind of give you a little bit extra motivation to say, if he could do it, like, why can't I?
100%. Yeah. I mean, Laron, I can't remember the amount of times he would talk to me and stuff like that. I mean, I know at times that I've struggled last year, he'd keep telling me, be confident, be yourself. And you know, he was really good helping me mentally more than physically. You know, he'd teach me some like footwork stuff in the infield, like stuff at the plate, but more than anything mental, how to be tough mentally in this game. And that's what I take to heart a lot from what he said to me.
And 17 Dogs players in the T12, what can you say about this program as it kind of continues to elevate the status of amateur baseball?
Best program in the country,
yeah.
100%. I mean, you can't find another academy in Canada with an infield coach, also an outfield coach, two hitting instructors, three pitching coaches with their resume. I mean, Lou Pope, World Series champion, Jeff Duda, possibly the best pitcher to come out of Canada in history, you know, and Joe Sargent. I mean, you can't ask for much else.
And as we talk about the T12 experience, what's it like kind of going to war with the same Dogs players, and what's it like to play against some of your teammates as well?
I mean, I'd go to war with these Dogs players any day. It doesn't matter when. I mean, it just makes it that extra more special. I love these guys with my whole heart. I consider these guys my brothers since I came to the academy last year, so it just makes it that more special. And I mean, when you play against some of your teammates up there, you know, you're like kind of joke around at first, and then you kind of gotta settle it down. You know, you're playing in front of a bunch of scouts, so I mean, it's all fun. This is a fun game. It's for kids, you know. But at times you just gotta settle down a little bit and compete.